The American Mall used to be the place to shop and hang out. I did as a young kid, definitely in the state of Delaware. Christiana Mall, think about that. But that version of the mall where you'd hang out with your friends, you'd get something to eat and drink and just enjoy yourselves, maybe see a movie, but that may have reached its height in the 80s, as I'm talking about. Recent years have not been too kind to the industry, and many traditional malls now are really struggling. Can the mall be revived, and what will it take to capture audiences? WHYY's Kenny Cooper has been reporting on the mall experience in the Philly suburbs.
Willow Grove Park Mall was built in 1982, essentially on the grave of a beloved amusement park.
Willow Grove. It's got the most unique collection of shops under the sun.
Carl Wooden wasn't a mall rat, but the Maple Glen resident used to frequent Willow Grove with his wife and kids.
It was just such a warm, homey feeling. The smells from the various food places, whether it was the cinnamon buns or the soft pretzels or the pizza, the coffee. It was a warm hug to your senses.
Back then, life was good at the three-story mall.
Now open at Willow Grove Park.
Now it's like a ghost town. It's like a city after a war. No damage, but hardly anything open. It's like a mouth with missing teeth.
To be fair, the Willow Grove Park Mall isn't dead or dying, but it isn't thriving either. The mall's current owner, Pennsylvania Real Estate Investment Trust, or PREIT, has brought in some new blood, like the Tilted Tin Entertainment Complex, two floors of arcade games, dining, and bowling. But Wooden says the mall is not the same.
I don't see myself going to Willow Grove Mall at any time in the near future unless it drastically changes. Yeah, I've been to the Cheesecake Factory, but never even walked in or out of the mall.
In its heyday, the mall was the place to be. It's where people hung out as kids, where some got their first jobs and others fell in love. But with the arrival of online shopping and then the pandemic, many malls faced a new, gloomy reality.
They're all like broken down and like all the stores are gone.
It's kind of hard to just sit here and just shop.
They're starting to fall apart, especially when the anchor stores close down.
Now, malls have become an expensive battleground in the fight for consumer attention. And the stakes are high. A loss means extinction. Our region's remaining malls, just like their counterparts nationwide, are trying to figure out ways to bring back audiences and attract new ones.
Nobody colors your life like the court in the plaza. Nobody wraps up Christmas like the court in the plaza. Over 330 great stores.
The King of Prussia Mall is one of the largest malls in the country, and it's trying to stay on top of its game. KLP's owner, Simon Property Group, is bringing the first of its kind Netflix house into a now dead department store. It will feature immersive experiences that allow fans to explore their favorite shows like Bridgerton or Stranger Things.
We're looking to create an open, bright space that people feel comfortable in and can feel comfortable spending a significant amount of time here.
Todd Putt, KOP's director of marketing, says Netflix House will offer patrons a glimpse into the future.
Shoppers really want connection. They want in-person experiences. They want the ability to touch, try, buy things in-store.
Design critic Alexandra Lang is the author of Meet Me by the Fountain, an Inside History of the Mall. She says the fun thing about mall watching is seeing the lengths the business goes to keep shoppers hooked.
And I'd say the two biggest categories of mall strategies within the footprint of the existing mall are going for greater food businesses and going for greater entertainment, because those are two things that you can't get online.
Coming soon to the King of Prussia Mall in the experience category, Camp Philadelphia and Eataly with cooking classes and Italian food products. Across the Delaware River in New Jersey, the Cherry Hill Mall is retooling as well. Mario Ventresca is sitting by the fountain outside of the Nordstrom's at the Cherry Hill Mall. It's relatively busy.
What you're seeing here is really the response to King of Prussia.
He is the CFO of PREIT, which owns this mall, along with more than a dozen others across the country. Ventresca says they've invested into improving Cherry Hill.
you know, one of the elements here that we pride ourselves in is, you know, the restaurant row, and, you know, bringing, we worked hard to bring that, you know, to the asset.
He says the mall is still the fabric of the American lifestyle.
There's a vibrancy to the mall. There's a feeling of community associated with the mall. And I think, you can see it right here.
The company has battled through bankruptcies and is throwing everything at the wall to see if it sticks, whether it be using mall space for housing, medical needs, and even a grocery store. The status quo is gone. Design critic Alexandra Lang says the next phase of the mall's existence, whether these places remain focused on shopping or they morph into something else, has to be seen as a problem that can be solved.
Like, it's not all gloom and doom, but like, okay, this is the reality. Like, what can we do with it? How can we make the best of it? And how can we keep some of the positive things that people still feel about the mall?
The very existence of the region's malls depend on finding an answer. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.